Tune in to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. Join America's leading relationship expert, top holistic life coach, and best-selling author, Dr. D. Yvonne Young, along with a diverse team of regular commentators, experts, and celebrity guests. Be entertained while being informed on the issues that affect you most. Don't miss it. Dr. D. Yvonne Young, providing you the tools you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life.
Good afternoon, America. Today is June the 25th, 2014. I want to tell you guys it's really cool to be with you. We're going to talk about something that many of us are dealing with right now, and it's something that all of us are sick and tired of dealing with, and that is not having enough money. You know, there's a time in your life where you have to ask yourself, what is it that I am missing? What is it I'm not doing right? Well, probably a lot of stuff. I know one of the main things that you're probably not doing right is looking at the way that life can throw you a curve. What I mean by that? Well, if you have been struggling and you are still broke, there's a reason for that. You know, there's a reason why money comes in some people's hands and not in others. Here's the deal. If you want to get rich, if you want to be wealthy, it's not going to just hit you in the head. It's not, you're not going to be walking around somewhere and all of a sudden you get this little bitty bird in your window going, hey, here I am. And you go, who is that? And they say, it's me. It's financial prosperity. It's wealth. To tell the truth, there is a set of divine laws, and I don't care if you are as dumb as Boo Boo the Fool, those laws will work for you, providing you know how to make the science behind, and I'm saying if you listen to the terminology that I just used, there is a science behind financial wealth. There is a science that goes behind prosperity. If you don't know that science, you will never, I don't care how much money you make, how much money goes through your hands, any of the above, your behind will remain broke, busted, and disgusted. So today, we're going to do something about that. There's an old saying, and that saying is one that I think all of us should pay close attention to. Knowledge is power. I'm going to say that again. Knowledge is power. You know, when you read spiritual text, the word says, I will give you the power to get wealth. Now, let's slow this down. When we ask ourselves, what is this power behind getting wealth? Real simple. Power is the ability to make something happen, to make something move. Power in its best form is, let's just kind of like go with a definition for it. When you look at the definition of power, it is saying the ability to do something, act in a particular way, the capability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. So when we hear this thing where it says, I will give you the power to get wealth, doesn't it only make sense that we become in tune with what that power means? So today, I want you to get an ink pen, get a tablet. I know you're going, here he goes again with that pen and paper. You're going to need this today. I'm getting ready to pass to you the beginning of a formula, and I'm sure we'll probably have to follow this program up with a Lichen program on a later date, of what it takes to get in a position to get wealth, to become successful, and to have the things in life that God wants you to have. Let's get to the basics, okay? Here's the basics. We have to make sure that we set a specific plan in action. And the way that we're going to do that is we're going to use a technique. Many of you that have taken graduate business courses or entrepreneurial courses and what have you, are familiar with this technique. And it the word is SMART. And yes, by the time you finish this program today, you will be a heck of a lot smarter than you are now. But SMART, S-M-A-R-T, it's a technique. This technique works. I don't care who you apply it to, how you apply it, it will definitely move you toward your goals. The first thing, write this down, people. Number one, what is your goal? How can you achieve something unless you identify what it is you want to achieve? Now, ladies, this includes everything from getting a man in your life to getting wealth and prosperity in your life to raising kids properly, getting that promotion at work. All of this stuff works under the same formula, because you remember what I said? Power is the ability to influence people, circumstances, and situations. God says, I'll give you the power to get wealth. Step one, let's define a goal. Let's really take a moment. Often we throw these words around like they're made out of Jell-O or foam, and that's about what we get back from throwing them around. But what is a goal? A goal, and we're going to really use the heck out of this these definitions today, is an observable and measurable end result of an objective, okay? A goal is an observable and measurable result of an objective. Sounds like some words. If we don't talk about anything else today, I just gave you enough information to go and change your week, right? So ask yourself right now, what is my objective? Where do I want to direct my energy right now? For some of you, it may not even be financial stuff. Some of you will probably want to direct your efforts and the things that your energies toward your health. You could just not be feeling well, and you want to get better. You don't want to be sick anymore. Others, you are in a go-nowhere, dead-end relationship, and you want to direct your efforts and your energy toward manifesting something better between either the person you have or getting them the hell up out your life and directing those efforts and those energies toward something or someone better. Maybe that something or someone is just you. But bottom line is, where are you going to target this energy? And that's what we want to identify. Doesn't matter if your goal is simple, whether it's complex. As a matter of fact, whether your goal is to become president of the United States or an entrepreneur in private practice, even a little bitty business you run out of your house, all of this is the same thing. So simplify your goal. What is it? Now, for those of you that, let's say you do want to become president of the United States, that sounds facetious, but let's just use something that grandiose, because I know most of your goals are nowhere nearly that big. But let's just use that as an example. And if we can show you how to become the president of this country, I know doggone well I can show you how to take dominion and authority over your finances and over your life and over your love life and over your house and over your children, right? If I were to say, well, what's the first step? For many of you, that first step is declaration, actually saying you have a goal. You know, a lot of the reasons why we don't accomplish stuff is we just simply don't speak things into existence. We look at all of this spiritual dogma, and I know some of you religious folks can quote it, in the beginning is the Word, and the Word was God. Okay, cool. Whose image are you created in? So in the beginning of anything that you want to achieve, the first step toward that achievement is proclaiming it. Isn't that something? Now, the caveat is, what do you proclaim and how do you proclaim it? Real simple. Take that pen and paper right now, and I want you to consider this. What do you want most in your life right now? Is it you want to pay your bill? Is it you want to have a certain amount of money by a certain date? What do you want? Let's write that down. Give you a second. Write down it. And if it's more than one thing, do not go over three things, because some of y'all are going to act like a little kid talking to Santa. So, you know, you get three things. What do you want? What is number one on your list? Okay. What's number two? Well, in case you just joined the program, we're writing down the three things you want. And then what's number three? All right. Next thing. In this SMART technique, whatever it is that you said you wanted, I want you to write down. The first thing is simple. So number one in this SMART technique is the S will stand for simple. Number two, let's make that measurable. Now, what do I mean by measurable? We have, you know, when you want something to be measured, we ask a question about how does that look? What is that? I give an example. When we use the word measurable, we start specifying things. We become more specific about what we are going to determine. In other words, we want to have a measurable approach to what has to happen so that you know you have achieved your goal. So let's go and use the president example. We know for a fact if you're going to run for the president, how can we measure whether you're an eligible candidate? Well, some of that is how much money do you have? How many connections do you have? How many people called you back when you asked people to support you? So if your goal now is to pay a bill, let's stop and think, okay, let's measure how much is the bill? If your goal is to save an amount of money, how much do you want to save? If your goal is to start dating, what type of man do you want to date? We need to measure, because how can we determine if we've achieved the goal unless we have something to measure it by? Does that make sense? Okay. The third letter in SMART is A. Let's look at what is achievable goals, something that you can achieve based on where you are today. You know, many of us, we fail to manifest our potentials as well as our goals because we just are tripping. You know, you can't say, well, I want to run for president. Well, first, wouldn't it make sense that you run for to be president of the Homeowners Association first? Or you are on your college campus and you run to be part of student government, or at your church or your organization, you hold an office as a treasurer, as a chairman of the board there. Never, ever dismiss small beginnings. So if your goal is financial, let's measure something we can achieve. Now, here are a couple of things. If you're working, because for some of you, you're sitting up wanting to be rich and you ain't got no damn job. So I'm going to tell you now, those two things don't go together. But whatever job you have, I don't care if you're making minimum wage, let's measure according to what we have in resources. If it's money, financial resources. If it's a goal that involves people, let's look at people resources. But let's measure it. Let's look at, what do I have right now to work at? If you're doing hair, how many clients do you have this week? If you have a restaurant, how many, you know, what do you usually sell in food every week? If you're selling some weaved hair out of your car, whatever it is you're selling, let's measure what we have to work with. Let's be realistic, all right, and write down, you know, what I have now in relation to this goal, how do these two things line up? So I'll give you this. I said, first, let's simplify the goal. If you want to be president, you know, you can't just jump up and run for president. So you might want to start with running for office in some organization you're in. Then I said, well, how do we measure our successes in politics? Well, we might want to see how many people support us before we ever run, right? And then I said, let's look at what's achievable. So if we don't have enough support, what do we need to do in order to start positioning ourselves to have X number of votes? Let's say you're running for a board in your neighborhood at the university or in your church or whatever. Let's stop and think, for me to get this done, I need 5 votes. I need 10 votes. How many of the 10 of the 5 votes do you have? Or if your goal is about money and you say, well, I want to pay off my student loans. And I say, well, if you're looking at mine, you probably almost faint. But, you know, I have $100,000+ in student loans. So I have to ask myself, okay, where do I start? Well, okay, I make $5,000 or $6,000 a month or $1,000 a month. What do I do? Let me measure what I have to work with. Now, the next thing, and that SMART is that result-focused thing. So the R will stand for results. In case you've lost track, the S stands for keep it simple. The M stands for make it measurable. The A stands for what is realistically achievable. And the R stands for what kind of results are we focusing on, right? So focus on what you want to achieve, not the steps that you need to take to get there. Let's leave that part alone for right now. All I want you to do is focus on what you want to achieve. So using my thing with this president thing all over again, I know that example is getting corny, but hopefully you guys are grasping it. I know that what I want to achieve, and I know that if I want to achieve being president, and I realize that I can't do that right now, but I can become president of this homeowners association to get on this board in my fraternity, my sorority at my church, I can look at what I want to achieve and start doing actions toward it, which for some of you, that may mean going and buying a Quicken accounting program so that you can actually see what your money looks like in a pie chart. You can see what it looks, and don't sit there and say something stupid like, when I get some money, I'll do it. The reason your butt doesn't have that much money is you're not being faithful over the little bit that you already have. The reason your relationship sucks is because you are not managing that relationship you already have, or you went and got in cahoots with somebody that doesn't mean you any good, and you fell in love with her because her booty was big, or him because he had good hair. People, let's get unstuck from stupid. And let's look at what is it that we want to achieve based on what we're really working with. That's the first thing. The next thing is time. That's what the T in SMART stands for. I need you to set a specific date for when you want to have completed step one of this goal. Because for many of you, you have some big, humongous goals, and the reason why you've never been able to attain success in these areas is because you did not think it through. You didn't stop to realize that, you know what, I want to achieve something in an hour that requires a whole day, or I want to achieve something in one day that takes literally a week. I want to achieve in 1 week something that takes a month. I want to achieve in 1 month something that takes 3 months. I want to achieve in 3 months something that will take a year. So what happens when you do that? Hell, you get frustrated. You get really irritated, not only with the fact that you're not coming close to achieving what it is you've got envisioned for yourself, but you're being unrealistic. I know doggone well if the United States government came to me and said, Dr. Young, man, we need you to pay off $100,000 in student loans right now. Now, if you ask me that in about a year, I could probably write you a check for it. But, hell, I got 12 more months between now and the time you write a check. So right now, I wouldn't even write you an IOU. That would bounce. However, what I can do, and using this smart technique, I can simplify first. Okay, I have a goal to start getting rid of this debt. That's simple. I didn't say get rid of the whole debt. The next thing I said is, let me determine, you know, what has to happen for me to achieve this. Well, the first thing, I probably need to call the Department of Education. You probably, if you're running for president, need to really look at, okay, well, how do I make it to the White House? You don't just get up one day and run for president unless you have a hell of a lot of money, right? And even then, you need to make sure that the playing field is leveled in your favor. I need to look and say, is this achievable? Could I really achieve this? And what is the end result of what I want? You know, because sometimes before we can get all the way down to the time part, if we cover the S, the M, the A, and the R, and the T properly, some of this nonsensical stuff that we want to do, we will not even attempt that because we'll be like, you know what, that really sounded good talking. But when I put it on paper, I guess it do look a little whack here. Let me rethink this thing. So that's the first step in you getting wealthy. That's the first step in creating success in anything is realizing that not only do you need to have the power to do it, and if you do have the power, you have to then measure, okay, how much of this can I use? I know you've heard this term before. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I know you've heard this term. Don't use a shotgun to kill a fly. And I know this, you've definitely heard this one. Only a fool begins a journey without first assessing the cost, right? So our first step is to be smart about achieving these goals. Now, you're probably sitting there going, Dr. D, that's some good stuff. What the hell does that have to do with me getting rich? What does that have to do with me getting some money? I'm getting there. Chill your behind out. Now, as we set clear goals in mind and we really think these things out and we ask ourselves, you know what? If I'm going to do what I've seen and envisioned and God has shown me that will more than likely result in me being successful in my life, what is my first step to do that? Well, I've already told you, you need to sit back and make it measurable. I told you that if you're going to achieve this goal, you might want to pay attention and go beyond just name it and claim it and click your heels three times and it's just going to happen. That is not how life works, dear one. And I want you to know that just because what you have seen has somewhat challenged you, maybe you've tried it before, and you got really, really frustrated in going after these things, I'm going to reveal to you something. It took me a moment to learn in life. There's a way to make the laws of attraction work for you, but you have to understand divine manifestation. You also have to understand how to create abundance. And where a lot of us blow that, and when I say we blow that, we blow it because we are lacking clarity of what to do in the given moment that we're that's sitting right in front of us. You know, some of us are so busy. I know a guy right now, and I'm not going to mention his name. This guy is has an opportunity to be a multi-millionaire. I mean, really, he really has the opportunity to do this. You know what's wrong? Here's what's wrong. Dude is so busy playing like he's already made it that he's not taking care of the business that's going to help him to make it. And that's where this identification starts getting a little bit tricky. So I'm going to help you with that. I want you to write down, you know, I've told you how to do it. You make a goal simple. You make it measurable. You stop and look at what does it take to make these things as crystal clear So here's the next thing that I want you to do. You've got this goal. You know what you want. You've identified it. And you put a realistic point, a system of checks and balances for it to get this thing where it needs to be. I want you first, the second thing, and write this down, this stuff. I promise you, if you do what I'm telling you, I don't care whether your goal is to get a bunch of money or your goal is to just change and lose some weight, this will work. I want you to write next to your goal on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you actually believe that that goal is attainable? Or goals. If you wrote down 3, write down right next to them on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, do you think this goal is attainable? If you score something less than 80%, you need to table that for right now. Here's another trick about the laws of attraction. You cannot manifest anything that you do not fully believe. Now, does that mean you shouldn't have a dream? I didn't say that. Don't be putting words in my mouth and stupid thoughts in your head. But what I am telling you is, and here's a good example. Let's say, for instance, you wrote down, I need 10 grand. And I said, what do you believe on a scale of 1 to 10 are the odds of you being able to bring $10,000 in? And you wrote down 4. Homie, cannot make something happen because it says, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, you know, I'm going to give you, get out the religious junk. Here's what that really means. Without faith, God takes pleasure in you being fruitful and successful and bearing fruit, okay? That's what God takes pleasure in. How can you please God if you don't believe you can be fruitful? Somebody will get that probably late tonight. Just listen to this 2 or 3 times. It'll click. So what you do is you stop and say, okay, I really don't see myself getting $10,000 in the next week, but I can see myself getting 5. And so scratch out what you put a 7 by and replace that with something that you can put at least an 8 or 9 or a 10. Now, why am I saying that? Motivation of the divine and of forces that you can't see and the laws of attraction only work under certain circumstances. And the first one is you must have a passion for and a purpose for that which you believe. Without passion and without purpose, you cannot manifest anything. Did you hear me? Without passion and without purpose, you cannot manifest anything. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break. I want to make sure that you do this. I want you to come back with your pen and paper. What I'm going to give you today will change your life. This is the art of manifesting money and being successful. You're listening to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. We're going to listen to something from my friend Tasha. You may remember her from Sunday Best. And the name of this track is You Bring Out the Best in Me. And when it's over, we'll be right back with how to manifest wealth and money. You'll take a minute and check.
Can't nobody do me like you. Oh, 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 oh. Can't nobody do me. Can't nobody do me. Can't nobody do me like you. I thought that I could make it. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I was doing just fine. Yeah, yeah. But when my heart was breaking, ooh, yeah, you were there just in time.
Thank you.
Can't nobody do me, can't nobody do me like you. Oh, 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 oh. Can't nobody do me, can't nobody do me, can't nobody do me like you. There's a burning inside. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And ever since I met you, I met you. Ooh, you've been first in my
my girl Tasha from BET's Sunday Best. Now, jumping back into this conversation, as we know, you cannot do anything without powerful emotions attached to it. And that is a fact, Jack. You can't. Our problem sometimes is it gets rooted in what happens when I don't know how to control these emotions. What is it I'm putting my emotions on? And moreover, if you're really going to take that question to heart, this is how you can tell whether you are close or really far away from having manifestation. How passionate are you about it? What is it that you're not doing that you could or should be doing toward manifesting these goals and making these things happen? Well, Your spirit works very similar. You've heard this thing called a Geiger counter, and it picks up radiation. So the closer you are, or some of you have seen a metal detector. So you walk, and when you get closer to something that's buried, that thing goes off and it beats faster. It becomes more excited and more passionate about being close to what it's trying to find, and that's where you are. So when I told you a moment ago, I said I want you to write down on a scale of 1 to 10 how you feel about being able to manifest your potential. Well, when you get closer to 1, and that means you're moving away, right? If you get closer to 10, that means you're more than likely moving toward your goal. So with that said, let's look at where you are with your goals. Stop and think about, when you look at that paper, which one of these goals stimulates you emotionally? Now, this is not just about feelings. This is a sign that not only you are motivated, but that spirit, that guiding force, that light that shines within you is also totally behind what you have in mind for yourself. Sometimes the reason why we fail to do what we want and can do is simply because we have not been wise in our pursuit of it. We pursue things and you look up and you say, you know what? Susie was really all hot on doing A and B yesterday, but today she doesn't feel that. Well, I'm going to tell you why you don't feel it. You didn't check in with your guiding force. You didn't check in with the Holy Spirit. You didn't check in with God before you made this goal. So stop and make sure that which you are pursuing is connected to your passion and to your spirit. If I don't tell you anything else today, that is enough to get you through the night. Now, after you do that, I want you to visualize this goal as if you've already achieved it. And when you visualize it, just stop, no writing on paper, nothing. I just want, if your goal is to say, you know what, Doc, I realized that me wanting 10 grand was kind of stupid, but I know I've had five grand come to me, even just a new business showing up, a contract on a client I was trying to close. I even wanted gambling. Now, I am not endorsing that you go gambling. So if you're about to get on the bus and head to the casino, get your behind back and sit down and finish listening to this. So, but stop and visualize yourself doing and achieving this goal, just like you've already got it. Now, here's another secret, a metaphysical secret, a divine law secret. Open your eyes after you've visualized enough. I don't want you to start snoring and going into la-la land with visualizations. Write down why what you're visualizing is important. Why is it important? What does that particular goal, desire, hope, passion, whatever you want to label it, how will that positively change the quality of your life and the lives of those that you love? An example of that. Let's say my goal is I really want to open up a salon. I want to open a hair salon. I want to open a restaurant or something. And I can see it. I mean, I can close my eyes and I'm there. You know, I'm there. I just got through burning your ear. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm there in my salon. And I see happy clients. And, you know, I can just shut my eyes and I just get excited about this thought, right? Okay, well, why is this important? Well, one reason is I can take better care of my home. I can afford to go to the grocery store and not have to worry about did my EBT card work. For you guys in Texas, it's called a Lone Star card. In other words, modern-day food stamps, right? I can see myself employing people and giving somebody a job. I can see myself making my clients happy. In other words, you must match what you are visualizing with emotion. You remember I said earlier, you have to be excited about it for it to happen. It says, and again, I'm going to go spiritual with you. Enter into God's presence with thanksgiving and praise. I don't know about you, homie, but every time I got some money in my pocket, and I'm not talking about no couple of $100s. I'm talking about if I got $5,000 or $10,000, you know, some real money in my pocket, I'm excited, aren't you? So picture and go back and visit times in your past when you've been excited, because those are the things, those are the very circumstances, that's the source material that is going to propel you into this moment of prosperity and wealth. God does not bless sourpuss people. If you're sitting around looking like a scorched cat, one eyebrow up, the other one down, you know, you are mad. Don't expect manifestation. You can't be sitting up going, I'll be glad when I get some damn money. That does not work. However, when you can think, you know, I remember the last time I did not know where my money was going to come from, and out of nowhere I got a phone call out of nowhere. Somebody just said, you know what, you don't even have to pay for it. I'm just going to give it to you for free. Something told me. Somebody told me to help you. Somebody put in a word for you. Most manifestation is the result of expectation. That expectation easily comes about when you first visualize yourself being successful. And secondly, after you visualize that success taking place in your life, then you turn things around and allow yourself to see the why of this. Now, I don't know about some of you. Some of you guys only believe in God when you need him. But I'm going to tell you he's always around. Promise you that. Angels are also ever present in your life. Angels abandon you when you're pissed, when you're angry, when you're in a bad mood, when your attitude isn't straight. In order to avoid being abandoned, stop thinking and get excited about what it is that you're wanting. Visualize how what you're wanting is going to make a difference. And as you visualize this, here comes the next step. This is number four, right? Number four, the difference between a goal and an idea and a plan is a four-letter word. No, not that word. The word is date. You need to put a date on this thing. So let's say this. I've decided I'm going to open up a hair salon, right, or I'm going to open this restaurant. I told you the first thing that we need to do is be smart about it. We need to figure out, okay, what is the simple step I can take? Sometimes big goals have to be broken down. Or I want to come up with 10 grand. Okay, what's the first step? Well, the first step for some of you may be get a job, get to work. Or it could be, you know, let me stop sloughing off and actually go into the job I already have. Let me, instead of going to the club this weekend spending my money, let me save the money I'm spending buying them shots of Patron and trying to play like I'm a wannabe baller. Then I told you, before you can achieve something, you have to base it on where you are now. You know what I mean? Then you have to, look at, okay, what result do I want? So with the salon, I decide, all right, I know I might need a cosmetology license. I can't just go, well, you could actually go open up a salon and hire some cosmetologists. But it would probably be better if you kind of knew some about it in case one of your customers gets pissed off. But the point is, I make a smart decision. I got the license. Now let me go get an assumed name registration. Before I can own a shop, maybe I just need to find a really fly shop for me to work in where they have a clientele of fluent people coming through there. Let me make sure that I can achieve what I'm doing. So what does it take to achieve it? Maybe I need a website so somebody will know who I am. Maybe I need some 5x7 cards to hand out to people. Maybe I should just write down 100 people that I know and call all of them and say, I'm getting ready to start this business, open this shop, and I know you already have somebody, but I would appreciate it if you just come and help me with my grand opening and be a customer for me one time. Some of those people may actually stay with you. See, the power behind getting wealth is you have to affect change. And that change I'm talking about is in someone else's life. Can you bless them by saving them 10% from what they were spending? Can you bless them because you're closer to them? Can you bless them because, if nothing else, let's say you can't do any of that, and you're going to probably charge a little bit more, but is your service twice as good? People don't mind paying 10% more if they don't have to wait as long, if their service is really good. You know, it's like when I get ready to fly, I only fly first class. I'm not trying to sound bougie, but I've learned something. I'm 6'2". I weigh 200 pounds. I'm not fixing to sit in that little sardine can seat. And to be honest, there's a way to do it. I buy the cheapest ticket I can buy 24 hours before the flight. I go in there and upgrade my ticket. It typically costs me $50, maybe $75 extra, at the most $100. I'm flying in the same first class that those other idiots paid $1,000 to fly in, right? In other words, where there is a will, there is a way. But for you to find that, you have to be focused. And nobody's going to do this stuff for you to sit back and think about, okay, I visualize this thing. I'm feeling good. I can see how this will bless my friends and my family. And if you have children, my children. You know, I see, and you can apply this to anything, man. You can see, well, if I get the right woman in my life, I will have someone to encourage me on days when I need to be encouraged. If I get the right man in my life, my kids can quit acting a doggone fool in the store because there'll be a man there to show them how to conduct themselves. You know what I mean? All of these things, stop and look at it. And now, after you get this emotional thing, after you look at the why, then you make that plan, you put this date out there. And you're going, Dr. D, what is the point of the date? Real simple, man. You remember I said that success has to have a measurable aspect to it? When you put dates on things, that allows you to see where are you in relationship to achieving your object of desire and achieving that goal and being successful. So if I look at this thing and I say, well, here's the date. I want to go back to school. And some of you can do that right now because a lot of you, the reason why you haven't had financial prosperity is you are sitting around smoking a joint thinking something's just going to fall in your lap. Let me tell you something. You don't have to have a four-year degree, but a certification, a license, makes you money. When you have a license as a cosmetologist, now you can start making some real money. When you have a license as a barber, when you go and get that restaurant manager certification, you know, I watch people do this all the time. Some people go and start a business and don't know jack crap about the business they started. That is the dumbest waste of your time and money. So by going and getting certified as hotel and restaurant manager, now you understand how to buy products. You understand the perishable. And if you throw so much away every week that you're losing money, where if you're selling out every day, you're losing money because you need to find a balance between throwing stuff away and running out. You have to find a balance between paying off a debt and saving money. And, yes, you can do both. You can go to school while you become whatever you – if you want to be a chef – you can get a job working at Fridays in the kitchen. You may be a prep cook, but it's a step in the right direction while you go to culinary school. You want to get that certification as a welder, as a mechanic. Okay, you got certified in changing oil. At least you can get a job while you pay to go to the trade school to become an ASE-certified mechanic. All of us have to make a plan and put a date on it. Nothing happens for people that sit around on their butts waiting on life to hit them in the head. I promise you, nothing happens. Now, here's this next component. As you make these plans, you're using a SMART concept. You understand, you know what, let me make this specific and simple. You know, let me go ahead and make sure that what I'm doing, I can measure it some kind of way. And see, the measurable part is, part of that measuring is a date. But it's also, what do I need to make this happen? That's why when you bake a cake or you start training to be an athlete, you measure what goes into the cake. You measure, okay, this is how much I weighed when I got started. This is what my waistline was when I got started. In other words, you can look back and see where you are and are not making reasonable progress. I know that's got to make sense to you. Then as you start focusing on what you want to achieve, doesn't it only make sense when you focus on what you want to achieve that it reveals to you the things that are right around you that you have to work with? For some of you, you don't have any money. I mean, a lot of my listeners that are in the Virgin Islands and in the Caribbean, you guys are listening to me right now, and you're going, you know, Dr. Young, man, this thing, you're in America, man. Well, let me give you something while you guys are going there with the game. I got a dude down in Jamaica. He did not have anything, but his grandfather had a mule. I mean, a donkey man. You know, I mean, I'm not making this up. And he had a buggy. And I told him, decorate the buggy and give people tours around the neighborhood or the ghetto or whatever so they can see how real Jamaicans live. So he hooked up, and his cousin drove a cab. The cab takes people, and he put together a nice little brochure, talked to the guy that was the bellman, and said, see the real Jamaica. And he goes and picks up people. The cab takes him over to the hood, basically like me telling you, I'm going to take you on a ghetto tour in America. I'm going to take you to a black neighborhood, a Hispanic neighborhood, or whatever. And they get and ride the cart, and they get to see how real Jamaicans live. And these people that take his tour are putting on reviews about how much fun they had because they got tired of the hotel and all the tourist crap. And they on his tour, he stops by these little food carts and where guys are selling jerk chicken. So this is a guy that literally had nothing but a cart and a mule to work with. So if you got whatever God has left in your presence, man, use that to your advantage. The plan is this. Let's say that you only get so far. So let's say, okay, Dr. D, man, I wanted the 10 grand, dude. I came up with, you know, I did get a blessing. The phone did ring. I made $1,500, but I'm still, man, $8,500 short. Don't panic. Don't give up, because that's evidence that you did something right. Now, let's take what you did right and build from that. That's evidence. You got a new client. Okay, well, let's stop and think. Where was I when I got that new client? Were you at the mall? Were you at the grocery store? Did you hand them a card? Did somebody refer them? And I know you guys are following where I'm going. So if somebody referred them, maybe what you have to learn is, dang, well, maybe I needed to tell my clients, if you refer three more people to me, I'll do you for free. After they pay now, you refer three people to me, and after they all come in, my next service, whether it's a haircut or a lawn care, a free car wash, whatever it is that's your thing, you're in the catering business, somebody refers, sells three cakes, you'll get them a free cake, whatever it is. But there is beauty in what you think is ashes. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff. And all wealth did not, unless you won the lottery, then that grows and amplifies itself. It doesn't just pop out of nowhere. It doesn't. Even if you did win the freaking lottery, you bought a ticket, right? So, and you got off your butt and went down there and bought it, and you took the time to watch the TV to know you won. You know what I'm saying? So this is how you have to do this. You make sure that in the time that you set, when you reach that date, you look back, examine what you did right, look at what you did wrong. Look at what worked as well as what didn't work. Get excited. That little bit of evidence. You know, I watch these shows about these crazy folk that go out and survive in the wilderness. They got one now, believe it or not, where people go out naked. So, you know, that is so funny to me. You show up naked. Hey, how you doing? And they survive, but they give them these tools. Some people get to pick matches or a fire starter kit. Other people say, I want this axe or this knife. Other people say they want a compass. Isn't it cool that people always pick what they know how to work with? And this is the key to you becoming wealthy. Look at what it is that you have to work with. Use it properly. Stop telling yourself, I can't do this. No, I've never seen anyone accomplish anything sitting on their behind other than being on the toilet. And I'm not even, I just set myself up to tell you a really good joke. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to give you this. Be wise and be a good steward over what you already have. Stop letting what you don't have be the reason for you not manifesting. If anything, Look at what you don't have, and thank God you don't have it, because that is the evidence that what you've been left with is all you need. For a lot of you, all you need is to just get your attitude right. For others, all you need is to just get up and put one foot in front of the other. For others, it's just reach out and ask for some help. And just like my guy I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that has all of this potential and knows all of these people, this man has had deal after deal blow up in his face. And you want me to tell you why? Because he's already trying to pretend that everything's okay without doing all of the work. And it's not that he hasn't been sent wonderful talent. It's not that he doesn't have the help that he needs. It's because he just won't ask for help. So for some of you, all you had to do is ask. My little buddy in Jamaica, he was at his wit's end, and he asked his cousin, could he bring some customers his way? He asked his uncle, could he borrow his mule? He asked, could he take the cart and use it? This man right now is running 5 different carts, and he's booked every day taking people through the hood he grew up in Jamaica, and all of the vendors love him. All of the little shop owners love him, because now people get to see the real Jamaica, not just what's at the hotel. So perhaps the gift that you have, the very things that you have been taking for granted and throwing away, are the seeds that God has given you to have the power to get wealth. Anyway, let's do a little housekeeping. I know this show, for many of you, does not equate to, I thought that Negro was going to tell me some kind of secret where I could come up, man. See, come on. Well, let me give you a hint. If you take what I've given you today and you use it properly and it doesn't work, call me. I'm going to tell you 877-508-2025, 877-508-2025. Push 102 for new client, and I will work with you in a couple of coaching sessions for free. That's a value of over $600, because my billing rate is $300 an hour. I'm going to work with you for free and help you use that system, because it does work. And if you apply it properly, before you know it, that money that you've been wanting will be right there in the palm of your hand. Now, housekeeping. We are getting ready to award all of the winners for the contest. What I need you to do is pay attention to Facebook and look for your name. You'll be getting a call from my staff congratulating you on what you won and how much, we're going to want you to do a testimonial, so expect that. Second thing, while you're on Facebook, make sure you hit the like button or the follow button on my pages. That way we can keep you informed and what have you. The next thing, my producers are going, it's 60 seconds, I know, guys. So here's the last thing. I will be on tour with Lisa Ray. I will be on tour with Tony Terry. I will be on tour with Cupid and a bunch of other celebrities and stars in your city. And if you want to participate in that, again, go to Facebook. Look up Christina Johnson. If you see it, she's a beautiful sister, so you won't have a problem noticing who I'm talking about. Look at my page. Send her an email. And if you want to be part of that, we want you to be down with us. Anyway, with that said, nobody can love you like you. I will be talking to you Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. This has been Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. I love you madly. Have a good day.